The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Been watching last night two episodes of Say Nothing. Tell me more.
Yeah, so this is on Disney Plus, all nine episodes, based on a book all about a thing that came from Boston University, the Belfast Project, where people spoke about terrorism, activities they were involved in, freedom fighting, as some of them called it, during the Northern Troubles. And in particular, this book was focusing on Dolores Price, also Jean McConville, and the disappearance of Jean McConville. And Disney and Hulu in America have turned it into a pretty gripping nine-parter, in particular about Dolores Price and her sister. And they were born into a Republican family in the 50s, early 60s, and became, I suppose, the first two most prominent women in the armed struggle on the nationalist side. And it follows, and in particular, Dolores Price's trajectory as a card-carrying member of the IRA, and then a later sense of regret, let's say. Now, this is quite controversial for all sorts of reasons. Some people are accusing it of being very pro-IRA. I mean, I'm a bit somewhere in the middle on that. I think certainly the way it starts, it begins with the horrific and the way it's writ on screen, disappearance of Jean McConville, it's heartbreaking. So I'm not, at times it might seem quite pro-IRA, at other times it certainly doesn't, and they're talking about children being maimed and bombed. So there's a lot to take in, but, and maybe this isn't possible, but if you want to look at it as a piece of dramatic TV, it's incredibly dramatic, it's incredibly well acted, and one of the great acting performances, and you will know this better than most, is Gerry Adams has long denied being a member of the IRA.
This emphatically says he was,
yeah,
from the earliest of days.
To the point that every single episode ends saying Gerry Adams has always denied. And at some points at the end of each episode, it denies particular murders he was alleged to be involved in. And the show says he firmly denies that. Josh Finnan plays him when he's young. And then Michael Colgan plays him in later years. And what's great about this is it has, has it been Disney-fied? I don't think so. But the accents are bang on. And you might think, well, that's not that important. But how many times have we seen things set either down south or up north with terrible accents? These are all people of these islands and they sound like that. So that's the first way in. And it seems, you know, I'm a bit younger than you, but I grew up in the 80s and this was still very much a live issue. It feels very familiar in the retelling of this. So it's a big thumbs up for me.
I mean, it's grungy and gritty. It's not, there's no sanitization at all.
No, none whatsoever. Now, at the same time, they do present the early days of the bombing campaign as occasionally a touch rock and roll, and they're hanging out in these bars and they're going to come up with their next bank job and then gravitate towards the mainland and stuff. So it could be open to criticisms of this was all a jolly ho time they were having at times like that. But at the same time, it is very gringy. I mean, there's scenes in Divis Flats and you can feel the destitution of the place. You know?
You've got a couple of clips.
Yeah. So this is one, I should say, Lola Pettigrew plays the young Dolores Price. She is, and Maxine Peake plays her in later years, but Lola Pettigrew is brilliant in this and she can be scary. Have a listen.
This war's meant to be in the name of the people. But how come it's only our people taking their lives in their hands every time they pop to the shop?
Got a bit of a scare today.
It's not about today.
We were supposed to have lunch at the Hawaiian. Walked up 2 minutes late, found it on fire.
I'd say you were right on time.
Girls, this happens to everybody. One out of spooky.
I'm not spooked, Doc. I want to bomb London.
Come on, kid.
Sure, the IRA planted six bombs. Today, six. And we barely made the local news.
Luke, you're not wrong. What's the target?
The Old Bailey.
Yeah. And the way that scene is carried out when they do go to the mainland, there's nearly a whole episode given to the scenes in the Old Bailey. And it's so incredibly shot. Visceral bombs. This is fine TV making. Some people have said that's all well and good. If it wasn't based on real events, we could just sit back and enjoy it. But, you know, to me, history, and I don't need to lecture you on these things, but history's competing narratives. And this is probably quite one-sided, but it's a powerful telling of the nationalist story in lots of ways in
You have another clip?
Yeah, so I mentioned the Jerry Adams character, Josh Finnan. He plays the young Jerry Adams and he's brilliant. And then Michael Collin plays him older. Tom Vaughan Hughes plays an older version of Brendan Hughes, who was basically the guy in charge of this famed B company. It gets into, you know, the 90s and peace agreements and how people felt betrayed by those.
Yeah, but some of the men are sceptical. They're worried you're sitting down with moderates.
Oh, you'd put in a good word with them, won't you? The men always liked you better than they liked me.
You know, you told me once I was in danger of being too soft. Well, I worry, Jerry. I worry that it's actually you.
Brendan, everything I do, I am doing to win the war. Every interview, every time I sit down with people who despise me.
The chair you're sitting in, Jerry.
Yeah, just
no, the
let
chair
me
you're
finish.
Sitting in, you're sitting there because of guys like us, though. That's my point, right? You're not a normal politician. Like, you built your house on their backs. And what they accomplished.
What they accomplished? Dark. What we accomplished had its limits. There are many bombs. Nobody's listening. Nothing's changed.
And that's the voice of the actor playing Jerry Adams,
Michael
there.
Cullen,
pretty,
yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's brilliant as him. And as the young one, he looks exactly like him. And he's the glasses and that kind of, what's he thinking? You know, the inscrutability, some people say Jerry Adams has. The actors who portray him carry it off brilliantly.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, bearing in mind some of the stories today we're reading, that so many young people get their news from influencers online rather than hard news. How many people get their history from telly?
Yeah, I would suggest getting some history from telly isn't the worst thing in the world. It might be better than getting it from influencers, you know, but that's for another day's debate.
And what have you got on screen time this
By
week?
By golly, I have Lindsay Lohan talking about her new movie, that Our Little Secret. It's a Christmas movie. And she mentions Billy Joel because she has a tattoo of one of his lyrics. So we've, not that I have
a
Billy Joel tattoo,
common.
But we've a lot in common, me and Lindsay Lohan. You're not the first person. And Bill Nighy, the great English actor, is on with me as well.
Yeah, so that's a great lineup.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, John Fardy, thank you very much, presenter of Screen Time.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.